This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, transformative change is needed to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals of the SDGs, mobilising civil society and individuals, but also through securing national and a global leadership. That's according to the President of the United Nations Environment Assembly, Mr. Ole Elvestuen, who's also Norway's Minister of Environment. Speaking about the relationship between poverty and climate change, he highlighted desertification and rising seas as phenomena that are hitting poor people harder than they do more affluent ones. In an interview with UN News' Ben Malore, Mr. Elvestuen underscored the need to have environment challenges addressed urgently.
When you look at the Sustainable Development Goals, we have to have the environmental goals, whether it's climate, it's life on land, life in the air, underwater. These have to be reached to be able to reach the other Sustainable Development Goals. So I think it's very natural that there is a close connection with the UNEA and the high-level panel to highlight the importance of reaching the climate goals within the Paris Agreement. That is incredibly, it is necessary to reach the other goals, but it's also to highlight also the nature-based solutions. I mean, we have two reports the last year, the IPCC report on 1.5 degrees and also the IPBES report on the loss of nature that really sets out the serious situation that we are in. But they're telling two stories. One is how serious it is. The other, that it's still possible to do something about. But then that needs innovation. It needs leadership to be able to do it. And we have it to do transformative change and how get transformative change in just 10, 20, 30 years. So it's really how fast and how big this change must be.
What would you tell individuals to say, focus on these things if we all around the globe are going to come together to find a solution? What would you say to people in authority and government to say, these are the critical things we all need to focus on right now?
It is really how to understand how serious situation we are in, but also to have to understand also the possibilities that it gives. To reach the climate goals, to reach the goals that we have to take care of nature, we have to mobilize all of society. Governments are the most important, and also in international agreements and conventions that we have. But you have to mobilize on every level, on local level, whether it is cities, it is states. You have to mobilize the business community to think about all their value chains, how they do their business. You have to organize or mobilize civil society. And I think also individuals have to do their part. Really, we need a national leadership, and in essence, you need a global leadership for this to be possible, and these goals that we have to be possible to reach.
There is the issue of poverty in the middle of all this. How would you describe the linkage between environmental challenges and then poverty on the other hand?
Well, they are very closely interlinked. First of all, it is very unfair in the way that those are most affected by climate change are the least responsible for them. Yeah, with desertification, with rising seas, these are hitting poor people harder than they do the more affluent ones. So that means that we also have to react and also adapt to the changes that will come, that we will not manage to stop. That is an important part of it. But it's also poverty by itself can also be a driver for emissions. If poverty also leads to the use and overuse of natural resources, the loss of forests, that is also an area. So we need to reach our climate goals in a way that is fair, that can be used also to take people out of poverty. It can also be a way to stop deforestation, other actions that also are destructive to the climate.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has just been in Mozambique. Mm-hmm. Mozambique has been affected by two very bad cyclones. A lot of people lost their lives, not just in Mozambique, even Zimbabwe. And one thing the Secretary General said in Mozambique is, Mozambique is not a country that is most responsible for the heightened cyclones, but Mozambique is suffering as a result of what is happening. What do you see as the responsibility of, let's say, Western industrialized nations or those nations that are most responsible for the rise in global temperatures towards those nations that are upcoming? They want to develop, but they want to develop in a different way. Nations like Mozambique, what should the responsibility be?
Well, we are, in many ways, we are in this together. Of course, countries that have had the largest emissions are the most responsible. They have to cut their emissions, and it has to do it very fast. And at the same time, we need also have to have a financial support for developing countries, both to be able to adapt to the changes that they have, but also to take the decisions to develop the economy also in a climate-friendly manner.
As Minister for Climate and Environment for Norway, you have called for stronger global governance to reduce and prevent marine litter, for example. What would you like to see happen?
We have a climate crisis. We have a crisis of loss of nature, and we also have a crisis on pollution and plastics in our ocean. So we need also to see if we have a framework for international cooperation to combat marine littering. That is necessary. But while we work on that, everyone there too have to do their part. We have to use less plastics, less single-use plastics. We have to look at the whole value chain and also, of course, make sure that what we use are treated properly and not end up in nature or in our oceans.
Should we ban plastics altogether?
Plastics is a durable material and can be useful. But as such, we have to use it wisely and much less than we use today. And we have to make sure that it's properly disposed and don't end up in nature.